Psalm 112.
Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish.
Today's devotion, shaped by the fear of the Lord. Psalm 112 is a beautiful psalm to meditate upon. It has close connections to other parts of Scripture. Like Psalm 1, it reflects the blessings that come upon the person who fears the Lord. It is also paired with Psalm 111, where God Himself is described. Psalm 111 praises God for His works, and Psalm 112 describes the person who reflects God's character. The godly life mirrors the God we worship. In fact, the godly man of Psalm 112 also reminds us of the godly woman described in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. Reading Psalm 112 alongside these passages deepens our understanding of what it means to live a life shaped by the fear of God. The psalm begins with a call to worship. Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. To fear the Lord here means to recognize Him with awe and reverence. This fear is not terror, but a holy recognition that drives out lesser fears. Either we fear God and find freedom from fearing everything else, or we neglect to fear God and become consumed by fear of many things. Added to this, fear is the delight in His commandments. What blessings then flow from such reverence? Verses 2 to 5 describe them: a strong and mighty family, stability, material provision, and enduring influence. All these echoes of the covenant blessings in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 3 to 6. And these blessings overflow where the one who fears God is marked by generosity, compassion, and justice. The lives they outpoint others to the goodness and faithfulness of God. Still, the psalm is realistic about life's challenges. Verses 6 to 9 acknowledges the presence of trials, dangers, and uncertainties. Yet the godly remain steadfast, unshaken in their confidence, and they are not afraid. Because they fear the Lord, they need not fear everything else. Their hearts are firm, trusting in the Lord, and their legacy of righteousness endures. In contrast, verse 10 shows the way of the wicked, restless, envious, and ultimately frustrated by the prosperity of the righteous. While the wicked grasp at power, wealth, and control, these slip away. Their desires lead to emptiness, while the righteous stand secure in the Lord. What do you fear most? Do you put God first, trust His word, and find rest in His promise? Or do you let lesser fears dominate your heart? The righteous person in Psalm 112 is not self-made, but God-shaped. As we fear the Lord, delight in His commands, and walk in His will, the Spirit forms in us the steadfastness, generosity, and joy described here. Ultimately, Jesus Christ is the perfect fulfillment of this psalm. He feared the Father perfectly, delighted fully in His commandments, lived with unshakable trust, and poured out His generosity for the sake of the world. In Him, we find the blessings of Psalm 112 fulfilled and overflowing. May we turn our eyes to Jesus, and by His Spirit, live lives that reflect His heart and character. Let us pray. Dear God, You are holy and worthy of all my reverence. Teach me to fear You above all else so that lesser fears lose their hold on me. Help me delight in Your word, stand firm in trials, and live with generosity and compassion that reflect Your heart. Fix my eyes on Jesus, the perfect righteous one, and shape my life after his. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.